Hi, I'm Terry Chapman. I'm an enterprise strategist with Microsoft New Zealand. Welcome to the Tech Talks 2013. Today, I'm fortunate enough to have Martin Sykes all the way from Microsoft UK, who's a Director of Enterprise Strategy for the Centre of Excellence. Martin, thanks for coming today.
Thanks very much, Terry. It's great to be down here.
Thanks. Can you tell me a little bit about your role in Microsoft and what you do?
Definitely. But I've got to start a little bit wider than what I do, perhaps to put it into context.
Sure.
Not a lot of people know that Microsoft has enterprise architects or enterprise strategists, as we call them in some part of the world. Mm-hmm. And it's a part of our Microsoft services business, and a part of that business that in many ways is a hidden secret for us. Yeah, we have thousands of our top customers who we approach directly and say to them, we can help. We can help with the most complex problems you have. And around the world today, we have nearly 400 enterprise architects that are working with those customers. People like yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. My job then has been for the last 7 years working in the team, first in the UK and then at the worldwide level, with working out what we do with customers. And in the last 2 years, for the Europe, Middle East, Africa business, helping us grow it, recruiting new enterprise architects into our business, coaching and developing them, and then working with them, with their customers, so that we can continually improve the quality bar we have.
Mm. Why would you say it's important for a product company like Microsoft to have enterprise architects?
Well, a challenge, first of all, we're a product company. Sure, we produce products, and there's a lot of licenses that people buy, but when you look at how many people work in Microsoft, nearly a third of the Microsoft organization is actually part of our services business, helping people use the technology to make change happen. So why do you need enterprise architects? Because change isn't easy. And when you've got all this new technology that we're producing every year, you need some help to make that work. Even when you've got the best staff in the world, they're not gonna know as much about what's changing with the Microsoft stack as somebody that's on the inside.
So it's not all about technology, it's about how people and process enable the change for that technology.
Definitely, one of our catchphrases is business before technology. We're not here to push technology or promote, yes, you should have the next greatest technology in your organization. Mm-hmm. We're here to actually work out what do you need to do better, to need to do differently, and then how can technology help you change to be more effective, to help you run your business more effectively, to help you work with your customers more effectively. Mm. And that's what an enterprise architect is there for.
What do you think are some of the most important skills for the enterprise architects?
Good question. And the usual answer is often, well, they need to be certified, they need to understand the technologies, things like that. And I say straight up, if you want to be an enterprise architect, that's a given. You actually have to have great breadth and a little bit of depth in a few areas as well to give you the credibility. But the important skills for an enterprise architect are the soft skills. You're going to be working with the most senior people that some of our customers have, who don't understand what the technology terms are. They know they have to change their business. So what they don't want is geek speak and lots of boxes with arrows in them telling you change all of this to all of that from version 3.1 to version 4.5.
Sure.
Now, what they want is somebody who understands how to communicate, which starts with listening, understanding what the problem is, can structure that, and then effectively communicate and be able to manage the sorts of senior people in organizations that have problems that are pretty significant and are not going to spend hours trying to learn about it, where you've got to get focused, understand it, and help them make a decision. And that's key for an enterprise architect, soft skills.
Sure, thanks. One of your sessions that you're presenting at TechEd is What Did Your Last Presentation Die Of? Can you tell us a little bit about that? It's a great title.
Well, a lot of presentations I see around the world use PowerPoint. Microsoft product, brilliant. Unfortunately, people start their presentation with an idea, I'm going to have to do a presentation, and they open PowerPoint. And they might copy in a few slides from a previous deck they've had, and it's like, okay, that's ready to go.
I've done that myself.
I've done it myself. And if you really understand your content and you already know your audience intimately, it just might work. But what we're going to be talking about is how to think a little differently. And my first piece of advice is don't turn on PowerPoint. Keep that lid down on your laptop. First of all, thinking about your content. Why is the audience going to care about it? What are you there for? And for example, if the reason for doing your presentation isn't clear enough, that you aren't going to get to a decision at the end of it, that you're not going to influence somebody to make a change in their thinking or in some other way of working, why are you even bothering? Because if you're not going to have an impact and influence somebody to do something differently than what they would have done if you were not there, why are you bothering? So with that mindset, why will they care? Start with the audience. What do they care about? And how is the change going to have to be made? And we look at all the sort of things around how an audience learns new information and how they make decisions. And when you've done all of that, then package it up using a narrative structure, actually using stories. We grow up on stories, yeah? As children, we tell all the stories. As parents, we tell stories to children. We tell stories to each other over beer and coffee and all sorts of different social situations. So why then does it suddenly stop as soon as you're told you've got to do a presentation and you think you're going to put some numbers on a few bullet points and that's going to be effective? And what we tell people is, go that step further. Start thinking about putting narrative and personal stories into presentations. Because if we can talk in a presentation sense about something specific and personal that you care about, then it's much more likely you're going to listen hard to what I've got to say. And we can have that ability to influence change. So storytelling, the visual design that goes with it, is absolutely key to being a good enterprise architect.
That's fantastic. That's great advice. Excellent. Well, thank you very much for being with us here in New Zealand. We've really appreciated you coming down to share your experience.
Thanks very much. I love coming down here. It's a beautiful country. And in the last couple of days, I've had the great opportunity to meet some brilliant people. Thank you.
Thanks.